Hello, welcome once again to Lato's Law. I'm Steve Lato. Someone asked me a question this morning, and I thought, hey, that's a good one. Is brake checking legal? Is brake checking legal? We've all seen these on YouTube, I think. We've read about them as well. But you're driving along the road one day, and you see this happening to other people, okay? And what happens is someone's driving too close behind someone else. So the person in front thinks, hey, I can get that person off my rear bumper by just stomping on my brakes. And you hit your brakes, they hit their brakes, and the person behind now has got to hit their brakes in a panic stop. And you'll see videos where that goes wildly out of control. I've seen it where the cars collide. I've seen it where the car in the back loses control. And I've also seen it where someone passes somebody that they're angry with, cuts in front of them, and then stomps on the brakes as a brake check. So brake check, as a general term, is when you hit your brakes, not because you need to stop, but because you're trying to scare the person or get rid of the person behind you. And the question is brake checking legal? And for the most part, no, it is not. It is not. So I hate to break the news to you, but I'm the attorney here, so we'll talk about this. But here's the thing. A lot of times this stuff goes unpunished because there are no police officers around to see it. And a lot of times, nothing bad happens. Like, there's no collision. Nobody gets hurt. It's often just two people, you know, letting their tempers rage out of control while they're behind the wheels of their cars. But generally speaking, the laws that cover this, I think most people misunderstand them. And there's a common misconception that whenever there's an accident and one car hits another car from behind, that it's going to always be the fault of the car in the back. And so a lot of people think, hey, if I brake check something, if they cut in front of them and stomp my brakes, if they hit me, it's their fault because they're behind me. And the they're behind me rule is not as clear as you might think. There are situations, obviously, where the car in back is not at fault. And if you don't believe me, I can give you a great example. I'm at a stoplight and you're behind me. I put my car in reverse and ram you. You're behind me. You're behind me, but it's not your fault. So the rules that come into play here, first of all, and I dug up the variety of rules that simply address this. And I double checked this in a couple other states. And most states have got laws very similar to the ones I'm going to tell you about right now. These are the laws of Michigan. But if you want to, look them up in your own state because your state will have very similar laws. So for instance, there is a law in Michigan requiring a certain distance between vehicles. So you're right. If you're driving down the road and there's somebody in your rearview mirror who's right up on your bumper, they're breaking the law, no question, if they're following too close. So in case you're curious, MCL 257-643, the statute's called distance between vehicles. The operator of a motor vehicle shall not follow another vehicle more closely than is reasonable and prudent, having due regard for the speed of the vehicles and the traffic upon and the condition of the highway. So obviously, it's bumper-to-bumper traffic moving 1 mile an hour, you can get closer to somebody. If you're out on the freeway and you're doing the speed limit, say it's 70 miles an hour, then you don't want someone on your bumper. So if you're the person back, you want to back away. But here's the thing. If the person behind you is following you too closely, they're breaking the law. It doesn't give you the right to break the law, okay? So here's what we're going to be looking at now. Operation of a vehicle, signals for stopping or turning. And again, this is going to depend on whether you simply started in front of the other person and stomped on your brakes, or if you passed them and cut in front of them and stomped on your brakes. Because if you passed them and cut in front of them and stomped on your brakes, you probably broke a couple laws there. Because for one thing, when you are passing somebody, you're supposed to pass them and get far enough ahead of them to where you can pull in front of them without interfering with the distance between the vehicles. But likewise, you also have to use your turn signal when you change lanes. And I've yet to see a brake check where somebody pulled around somebody and used their turn signal first. But it turns out that when you change lanes, at least in Michigan, you're required to use your turn signal. But also, you're also supposed to be doing all this stuff with due care. So MCL 257-648, the operator of a vehicle upon a highway, before stopping or turning, and that includes lane changes, shall first determine that the stopping or turning or lane change can be made in safety and shall give a signal as required in this section. So again, if you're going to change lanes in front of somebody and that involves passing them and changing lanes, you've got to use a turn signal And you've also got to make sure that you can be doing that in safety. So the fact that you cut in front of them with no turn signal, you broke the law. And if you cut in front of them so close that you can now brake check them, you probably also broke the law there too. And so that would be a civil infraction. You get some points in your license and pay some fines and costs if you got busted for it. So again, I'm talking about whether it's legal or not. I'm not talking about whether you're likely to get a ticket. I have no idea. Okay, I've seen these happen on YouTube where clearly something happened, but it doesn't look like tickets got written because there's no police around. And that happens a lot where, you know, laws get broken, there's no police around. But in case you're curious about the signals for stopping or turning, and you're saying, wait, Steve, it doesn't say lane change. The Michigan Court of Appeals has ruled specifically on point that changing lanes is a turn with respect to this statute. So if you're changing lanes, you should be using your turn signals. And the Court of Appeals points out quite rightly that I'm not a mind reader, and you're not a mind reader. And so the idea that someone's up there just swerving around from lane to lane expecting us to go, oh, they're changing lanes, let's give them a lot of room. No, you have to indicate you're going to change a lane or turn. Okay, that's what your turn signals are for, folks. So if you don't use the turn signal properly or you pass unsafely, again, it's going to be a civil infraction, points, fines, costs, and all of that. Now, you might say, Steve, let's suppose that I'm just driving down the road and I notice this guy behind me and he's riding my bumper. I've already told you that that's illegal. It's a violation of the law. You're following too close. So that guy who's following too close, okay, he's breaking the law. So if I just give him a quick brake check to maybe wake him up or indicate to him that I want him to back off, how am I breaking the law? Assuming that you started there. In other words, you didn't pass him, you didn't nothing. You're just driving along, minding your own business, and there's someone riding your bumper. And you want to slam on your brakes to wake him up, okay? You are, in fact, breaking the law. Because what you're doing is either careless or reckless driving. And a person, and this is careless, a person who operates a vehicle upon a highway or other place open to the general public in a careless or negligent manner likely to endanger any person or property is responsible for a civil infraction. So you're driving along, you're doing 60 miles an hour, and there's a there's a guy behind you. There's a guy behind you riding your bumper. He's riding your bumper like he's drafting in NASCAR, okay? You can't even see the front end of his car. You look in your mirror and all you see is the windshield of his car, okay? It's no question he's following too closely. He's breaking the law, okay? You stomp on the brakes. A judge would have no problem saying that you stomping on the brakes at that point in time is operating a vehicle in a careless or negligent manner, likely to endanger any person or property. Because remember, the lower standard here is the likely to endanger property. So when you see brake checks go out of control and cars actually hit each other, or the guy in the back loses control of his car and he hits a guardrail, that's damage to property. The car or the guardrail, take your pick. And that's careless operation of a vehicle. And that's you brake checking, which is the careless operation of a vehicle. And by the way, if something serious more were to happen, okay, there's a chance they could call you for reckless. And reckless driving is a person who operates a vehicle upon a highway or a place open to the general public in a willful or wanton disregard for the safety of persons or property. Okay, so your brake check causes a car to go out of control or a car to pile up or some kind of accident. A police officer could write that as reckless and say, yeah, you were operating a vehicle upon a highway or a place open to the general public in a willful or wanton disregard for the safety of the people and property behind you. Because you didn't hit your brakes because you needed to stop. You hit your brakes to screw with the people behind you. And so that, my friends, is a misdemeanor for which you can go to jail for 93 days, pay a fine of not more than $500 or both, and you will get 6 points on your license. 6 points on your license. So the upshot of all of this is you're driving along the road and a car is tailgating you, okay? They're breaking the law. But unless you've been recently deputized as a law enforcement officer, or you actually are a law enforcement officer, it's not your job to teach them a lesson. Yeah, it's annoying that they're on your bumper, but guess what? we've done videos here about other forms of speech that you can communicate while driving a car. In fact, it's very easy to do. It doesn't require all of your fingers in one hand. So I would suggest that if you really feel the need to vent something, communicate to the other driver that they should get off your bumper. But anything beyond that communication, such as a brake check, might be you breaking the law. Now, if there's somebody up in traffic ahead of you who's driving you disagree with, and you are inspired to go flying past them, cut in front of them, and do the brake check, that's even worse. Unless you actually passed them, used your turn signal, and left enough space between you and them so that you weren't passing in front of them improperly. But then at that point, the brake check doesn't really work, does it? Most people I've seen who do brake checks pull up and they cut right in front of the person. And the moment you cut right in front of the person, whether or not you used a turn signal, you're violating the law on passing. Because passing requires you to clear the person and then pull over when it's safe to do so after you have signaled. So brake checking in every single one of these situations as I described to you is in fact illegal. Whether you're violating the law on passing or whether you're violating the law on driving with due care, it's quite possible and quite likely that if it's witnessed by a police officer, you could be ticketed for it. And like I said, careless and the other things I talked about were civil infractions, points and money that you'll spend. The misdemeanor of reckless driving is a crime. It will go on your permanent record. You can get 6 points for it. And you can also go to jail and spend $500 in fines and costs. The good news is that you can get a jury trial for that. And the reason I know that is I defended people accused of reckless driving. Never somebody did a brake check, but I've been representing people who've been accused of reckless driving before. And I can tell you it's a very serious thing. You know, and so people out there who drive like it's a video game, forgetting that their actions have consequences and forgetting that in video games, I don't think you get tickets, at least not the way you do in real life. And in real life, when they hand you a ticket, you can't sit, you know, just hit reset and start the game over. You got to go deal with that ticket. So my advice to you is understand that brake checking is against the law and you probably shouldn't do it. But if you do it, know that you've been warned and these bad things can happen to you. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.